This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with the activist start of a new administration. Now, President Biden is apparently going back to the executive mansion right now, where he is signing a slew, 17 executive orders. What do they include? Are they going to change things fundamentally for the American Republic or for the way Americans live? We will consider in some detail part of what the new president is doing, because that's our job, basically to respond to the good, the bad, and the positively ugly. And there's a little bit of all of the above in this potpourri of Biden executive orders with which he's beginning his administration. Look, I think part of the reason he's doing all of this is because he doesn't want to be viewed as simply a sequel to the Obama administration. There were things about the Obama administration that I think that were failures that Joe Biden has taken to heart. And that, it seems to me, is encouraging. One of the things that Barack Obama had pledged to deal with in literally the first weeks of administration, but he never made even an attempt to any time during his 4 years, was the issue of immigration reform. That is not going to be a mistake that Joe Biden repeats. It is why he is getting ready to submit a sweeping immigration reform bill to Congress, and some of his executive orders also go to the issue of immigration. We will also be speaking to this idea of American exceptionalism. Is it real? Well, it's certainly something Joe Biden believes in. But should Americans? Does America have some kind of providential purpose? We'll be debating with Charles Lane, who says, not so much. That after the attack on the Capitol building, Charles Lane writes for the Washington Post. He'll be joining us a little bit later this hour. First of all, Joe Biden's executive orders. The coverage in the National Review is, of course, not universally cheerleading, like much of the coverage is right now for Joe Biden. National Review, America's leading conservative voice, they report in a summary of what's going on, and it's a good and solid summary. President-elect Joe Biden plans to take a slew of executive actions on day one of his presidency aimed at combating the coronavirus pandemic and rolling back, quote, the gravest damages of the Trump administration. And by the way, that's just wildly overstating everything. Do I believe there are areas where the Trump administration did damage? Yes, but most of those areas are not in the matter of executive orders or even legislation. It has to do with shattering some norms and basically the nature of public discourse. And we'll see how long the good intentions and high-mindedness that Joe Biden expressed today in his inaugural address will actually last. Let's hope it lasts for the next 4 years. Biden will issue 17 executive orders, memoranda, directives, and letters today, right after he's sworn in, that will begin to unwind President Trump's legacy across race relations, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, and much else, writes the National Review. Regarding the coronavirus response, Biden will issue an executive order requiring masks and social distancing on federal property and by federal employees and contractors as part of his 100 days masking challenge. He also has already announced the intention of making sure that there are 100 million new people who get vaccinated. How about me, Mr. President? I'm trying to schedule, and it's very difficult to do, by the way. I'm trying to schedule my own date with the vaccine, which I, God willing, will come soon. In any event, the Biden-Harris administration will also rejoin the World Health Organization, halting the Trump administration's process of withdrawing the U.S. from the entity. Trump announced over the summer that the U.S. would leave the WHO, accusing it of being controlled by China. The withdrawal was set to go into effect on July 6th of this year. Well, that's not going to happen. And by the way, it's not a smart idea to withdraw from the WHO with all of its faults in the midst of a raging pandemic, which by most measures is reaching its worst days right now. The new administration will also establish the new position of COVID-19 response coordinator, who will report directly to the president and be responsible for coordinating all aspects of the federal response to the pandemic, including vaccine distribution. Okay, fine, that's a different organization. I don't believe that Joe Biden is going to participate personally, and this was one of the terrible mistakes that President Trump made, was, you remember, he used to do those daily press availabilities, each one of which seemed to get the president to deeper and deeper trouble, with the president of the United States standing out in front and a lot of the very well-qualified scientists and medical personnel who he had enlisted in the task force standing behind him. And you remember when the president was asking a question, and he wasn't making a suggestion, he was asking a question about whether bleaching a way the virus would actually work, and this, of course, was used as a weapon against President Trump. And every day there would be different claims of advance and triumph, and Biden's moving away from that personally and actually assigning to people who can handle it better, who are experts, the job of dealing with that rather than assigning it to Vice President Harris or to himself. He's also sending Dr. Fauci this week, his first week, to meet with the World Health Organization to get the United States back integrated with that worldwide effort. Given the global nature of the pandemic and the threat of all kinds of mutant strains coming to the United States from abroad, it's worth doing. There are also lessons we can learn from some of our allies and some friendly nations that have had greater success at handling the pandemic than we have. And if the World Health Organization can provide a forum for exchanging ideas for greater cooperation, why not? Regarding economic relief, President Biden will immediately extend the federal eviction moratorium until at least March 31st. And extend the current pause on student loan payments and interest for those with federal student loans until at least September 30th. Biden will also call on Congress to provide more rental assistance for Americans. On the environment, Biden will rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, which will take 30 days to go into effect. Trump announced in 2017, the U.S. would exit the accord, a decision that took effect in November. Biden will also cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, which the Trump administration greenlit during Trump's first year in office after the Obama administration nixed the project. This is the worst of all the decisions that Biden is making on these early executive orders. And by the way, it's also a line against Canada, because the Keystone Pipeline was important for Canada and our relations with one of our closest allies and biggest trading partners. It is a nonsensical idea, and I wish the president would reconsider. Who knows? Perhaps before the end of the administration, he will. We will be right back speaking about American exceptionalism coming up with Charles Lane of the Washington Post. More on the MedVet Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
MedVed Show, a part of what the Biden administration is attempting to do, and part of this is a response to part of the attacks on Joe Biden during the presidential campaign, And in fact, after the campaign, the attacks on Joe Biden all centered around the fact that he's the oldest president by far we've ever had. Certainly at 78 years old to be sworn in for the first term at age 78. We've never come close to that. The oldest prior president to be sworn in was Donald Trump. And Trump was 71 when he was sworn in as president. In any event, the Biden administration is trying to counteract that by this burst of activism. Because, no, there's 17 executive orders, wow, on everything from the climate to immigration. But some of the executive orders here really are not so much trying to wipe out changes that President Trump has tried to make. For instance, in this National Review summary of the new executive orders by the Biden team, they say in a significant action on immigration, Biden will preserve and fortify the protections provided by the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program, which protects from deportation those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And by the way, this is something that, honest to God, 100% of Americans should support because, first of all, it sounds like a bigger deal than it really is. The reason it's not a big deal is because the Trump administration's attempts to reverse DACA, to deport people who have lived here all their lives since they were children, or to open them to deportation, all of that has been tied up in court. And there have been some attempts to deport DACA recipients, and part of the reason that it's such a terrible idea to do that is what DACA did is it gave work permits, not citizenship, not even a path to citizenship, but work permits to people who actually paid a few bucks, came out of the shadows, applied for those work permits, and then to have a change of administrations lead to the people who have now applied for their work permits, they can't get them anymore, and they're going to be open to deportation. Bringing some kind of consistency and a little bit less chaos and a little bit more predictability to our immigration system is a good thing. And then the National Review says Biden will also require that non-citizens be included in the census, which decides the apportionment of congressional districts, a reversal from the Trump administration's demand for data on who is living in the country illegally and insistence that such residents not be counted. Now, this is not Biden will require it. It's the Constitution that requires it. The Constitution is extraordinarily clear that what the census is supposed to determine and the way you apportion congressional districts is not the number of citizens who are there. It's the number of persons. And it has been this way forever. And no, Trump has not been successful at all because he's been stopped by various lawsuits from redoing the census in the way that he wants. And the entire point here is that even if people are living in the United States, first of all, to limit apportionment only to citizens is to also deny the fact that about half the non-citizen immigrants in this country are green card holders. They're people who are legal. And in any event, there was no chance given the provisions for the census in the Constitution and the laws about the census that we were ever going to be in a situation where we excluded non-citizens from the reapportionment process. And it also says the new president will reverse the Trump administration's restrictions on travel for people from seven Muslim-majority countries, a policy the incoming Biden administration says was rooted in religious animus and xenophobia. Whether it was or not, it was a policy that was greatly trimmed, and remember they went through three different incarnations of the so-called Muslim ban, and eventually they found one that was acceptable to the Supreme Court. This is actually the Biden administration decision to remove these restrictions are not something that that will matter either in terms of national security or basically in terms of the way that people live their lives. Partially because we have a reality of a great deal of President Trump's initial intentions in that regard being trimmed back by various decisions by appellate courts that were basically upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States, upheld in the sense of them denying review. When we talk about the direction of the Biden administration, some of the other things that he's going to do in these executive orders, this was a little bit surprising. I said the administration will also require, this is another executive order, executive branch appointees to sign an ethics pledge promising that they will not act for personal gain and committing federal employees to upholding the independence of the Justice Department. Now, those are things that people ought to do anyway. Jeremy, what did you just say? Yeah, right. But this might be a way that he is. I don't think that that is necessarily going to be directly applied. But the idea that people who are working for the government do not use it for personal gain, does that raise the issue of Hunter Biden, which appears to be an issue that has subsided, at least for the time being. The other thing that, and this was is surprising and has gotten almost no coverage, but it's something that conservatives ought to applaud. Finally, Biden will direct the Office of Management and Budget to develop recommendations for improving and modernizing regulatory review. And it will pause any last-minute regulations that the previous administration ordered to be implemented. In other words, one of the things that I think everyone can agree on is we have too many regulations in the United States. And every single year for every administration, there are all kinds of new regulations that come up, and sometimes without proper review or consideration. Would it be better if we had a less complicated regulatory structure? Yes. Would it be appropriate to acknowledge that one of the successes of the Trump administration was actually moving toward deregulation? Yes. Meanwhile, does any of this put into question America's exceptional status? Controversial column will speak to the author. America's not so exceptional after all, says Charles Lane. We'll debate it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new president and first lady are in their home. Joe and Jill Biden walked the last part of the inaugural parade route and then entered the main doors of the White House with members of the large Biden family. When it comes to working on legislation with the new president, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News,
infrastructure, maybe something on immigration smaller. But at the end of the day, I think President Biden deserves his cabinet. I'll be voting for the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State nominees. I think they're both highly qualified, and I want to work with President Biden to get his team in place.
The Dow continuing to set records as it did under the Trump administration. Your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 258 points to close at 31,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, one of the more provocative columns in this inaugural season, is a column by Charles Lane, who's an editorial writer for the Washington Post and a columnist specializing in economic and fiscal policy. His most recent column, which came out on the 18th, just 2 days ago, America is not exceptional after all. And he begins by saying the United States' string of peaceful power transitions is over, though an orderly one may yet occur Wednesday. If it happens, anxious sentiments will give way to relief. Do you stand by that? Do you actually believe the string of peaceful power transitions is over, Mr. Lane?
Well, it was broken. In the sense that we had this terrible act of violence on January 6th related to the transition. I mean, the transition is going to go forward, but it did not take place without violence. And, of course, there was a necessity of this tremendous security operation in Washington to deter anything further.
But when you say to deter anything further, one of the things that I think was very striking is there had been calls from extreme crazies, the kind of people who believe that the entire election was stolen and it had to be overturned. There had been intentions on Sunday, this past Sunday, to march on all 50 state capitals. And in the state that I live in, which has a very strong contingent of Proud Boys and of people who are oath keepers and things like. Do you know how many people turned up at our state capital of Olympia to protest the upcoming inauguration?
I understand it was a very small handful.
Well, it was one. One guy with a sign. And by the way, that was true in many capitals across the country. In other words, I would, at the very beginning, at least challenge you, and you're certainly welcome to disagree with me, that we have overstated the amount of support for this radical point of view that the entire election was a fraud and it was stolen, that it seems that today, with the inauguration going forward, America seems to have calmed down a great deal, don't you think?
Well, I agree with you that today was, as I suggested, orderly, and it was calm, and the message that the new president sent was a unifying message and an appeal for the better angels, so to speak, of our nature. I think what we're kind of quibbling about here is, in a way, the definition of peaceful. It was not peaceful on January 6th, and that marred this transition to a degree, I think, that we haven't seen in many, many years. But you're right. I think that that may simply have been the violence of a fringe. We certainly have to hope so. And I think, nevertheless, we're still learning about the full extent of this movement or conspiracy or whatever we want to call it. And there's a lot of uncertainty. I certainly hope that what you're saying turns out to be true. And I think there's probably good reason to hope that with some statesmanship from leaders of both parties, they can be isolated. And certainly would like to see some of the left-wing fringe characters, you know, from the Pacific Northwest, marginalized and isolated as well. So
amen.
Let's hope you're right.
Okay, in terms of, I don't know if you know, but I've done two books now about divine providence and the nature that the notion, which all of our founders and most of our recent leaders, people as recent as Franklin Roosevelt and Barack Obama, for instance, have embraced, the idea that America does have a special destiny, either divinely ordained or, if you believe, ordained by the will of history, that America is different from other nations. And I cite very prominently the quote from Bismarck that you cite in your column, that God has a special providence for fools, drunkards in the United States of America. I even had a version where Bismarck said it for fools, drunkards, lost dogs, small children, and the United States of America. But do you not see that there is an argument that what we've gone through in these 4 years of the Trump administration, coming out the other side, that one could make an argument that all of the events, including this awful, awful pandemic, have tested the country, and the country has emerged, our institutions have emerged, they've functioned. Do you question that?
Well, I think certainly an argument can be made that the institutions have survived this test. I think what's important for the argument I was making in the column is that the test came. I think there are various versions of the notion that America is an exceptional country. I discussed in my column. And I think the most realistic notion, which I accept, is that the United States is unlike. It is exceptional in the context of European countries and others in the sense that it was a consciously created country, right? One that was created in adherence to professed values as opposed to some sort of organic or tribal or other kind of development. And
yet, it's not based on blood and soil, it's based on ideas.
Correct. But I think there's been a tendency to overinterpret that over the years and to suggest there's something almost magical about this incredibly stable and prosperous country we've enjoyed over the years. And I think what's impressive about today's situation is how much it resembles the polarization and the extreme conflicts that we experienced much earlier in our history. And my fear is that there's some sort of grand cycle that's operating now to bring us a little bit down to earth. And the point I was trying to get at was this doesn't happen by magic. This doesn't happen automatically or by some grant from above. we have to work at it. We have to stabilize these institutions through our own efforts. So if what you're saying, Michael, is we were put to a test and we rose to it, I might agree to you. What I'm concerned about is that there has been a tendency, I think a little bit of complacency in our history recently, to suppose that some of the rules, you might say, of political gravity didn't apply to us.
No, I mean, rules certainly apply to us, but we seem to have a unique ability based upon the inheritance that we have from our founders and from the great leaders we've had since then that protects us from some of those historical cycles that afflict other countries, that allow Americans a constant ability for renewal. Let me ask you quickly, because you cite the Bismarck quote we just talked about. You know, there's a very prominent politician who used to use a version of that quote, and I actually quote him in my book, God's Hand on America, who said all over the place, my grandfather told me that God looks after drunk Irishmen and the United States of America. You know who said that?
Well, this quote I've been hearing from readers, this Bismarck quote, is of murky provenance itself, and I think this is what we're in the presence of, maybe is a saying that a lot of people have alluded to in different contexts over the years.
Right. Well, it's Joe Biden, and and he was asked by the New York Times about this way back in 2017 when he was leaving the vice presidency. And they said, do you still believe that with Donald Trump being elected president of the United States? Do you believe that God looks out for drunk Irishmen and the United States of America? He says, well, I'm not sure about the Irishmen, but I'm sure about the country. And I actually cite that in my book that was written long before Biden won the nomination or became president or anything like that. Do you think, well, let me just say, I believe that he's right. And I also believe your column is exceptionally provocative and well-written and important. It is called America is Not Exceptional After All. We'll post it at our website on michaelmedved.com. Charles Lane, thanks for the conversation. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Busy and historic day. Let me go back all the way back to the beginning of today. The beginning of today, at least early in the morning, President Trump gave a second of now a former President Trump a second farewell address, and he concluded with unusual parting words. Of course, he was speaking without notes just before getting on his airplane, no longer his airplane, on Air Force One, taking him back to Florida. Here is President Trump saying farewell to a small crowd of well-wishers who were saying goodbye to the 45th president. That's clip number one, Jeremy.
A goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. And again, I want to just in leaving, I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, and Karen. I want to thank Congress because we really worked well with Congress, at least certain elements of Congress. But we really did. We've gotten so much done that nobody thought would be possible. But I do want to thank Congress. And I want to thank all of the great people of Washington, D.C., all of the people that we worked with to put this miracle together. So have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's the President of the United States leaving on an upbeat note. The Daily Beast analyzed his departure speech here, and they said that though he claimed he wishes the new administration great luck and great success, that's a quote, and good for him for doing that, Trump also stressed that we got 75 million votes, an all-time record, by a lot, hinting that he clearly hadn't let go of his stated conviction that he won the 2020 election, that he very obviously lost. I don't think that's fair. He, by saying that he got 74 million votes, let's please be accurate. It was 74 million. It wasn't close to 75 million. But it's still, he's right. It's a record for a sitting president. And partially because they had such a wonderful turnout. And this would actually be a reason to praise the American people. Because in the midst of a pandemic with all kinds of difficulties, there were enough people who cared about the republic, who cared about our future, who cared about our country, to take the trouble to go out and vote and to allow their opinions to be registered. And that indicates that America continues to be a healthy and remarkable country. The one thing I would say regarding what I was talking about with Charles Lane about American exceptionalism, I think that the idea of American exceptionalism is very important, very powerful, and very appropriate. Because I don't think that Americans traditionally have ever used that idea to claim that we have special privileges in the world that other peoples don't have. It has been used to make it understood that Americans bear special responsibilities. And if you believe that America has been, it was Pope Pius XII, during the period of World War II and immediately after World War II, Pope Pius XII said that America is the best hope for all of suffering humanity. He said that after the war. And it's unquestionably the case. But that doesn't mean that we're just better than other people. It means that we have an obligation to do better and to fulfill a role that it seems that destiny, nature, or the tides of human history, or God have chosen for us. Karl Rove, the great political advisor, the guru, the architect, as President Bush named him. And President Bush had two different nicknames for Karl Rove. One was polite, one wasn't. He also referred to him as Turd Blossom, which I've never fully understood, but I think it had to do with the idea that he always saw the flowers coming out of even unpleasant places. But he also referred to him as the architect. He was President Bush's top political advisor. President Bush, by the way, very much there at the inauguration today, seeming to enjoy the entire process. Karl Rove responded to Biden's speech this way on Fox News.
It won't have the memorable lines of Lincoln's second inaugural or FDR's 33 inaugural or JFK 61 or Reagan 81, but it was for the moment exactly what I think the American people needed to hear. I have one small quibble with it, and it has to do with the question you ask. He talked about the forces dividing America and said what was dividing us as a country was the difference between the American ideal and racism, nativism, and fear. Well, I think opposite opposition to racism, nativism, and fear is what unites Americans. I don't think this is a question of some of us believe in the American ideal and 74, you know, the implication was 74 million people believed in racism, nativism, and fear. I don't think that's the division. That was the only quibble I'd have with the speech. But it is, as Ben Domenech said earlier, with a, you know, an old tired cliche, but absolutely accurate, the proof is going to be in the pudding. What does he do to try and find common ground?
Okay, that's a very reasonable point. This is audio I haven't heard yet, so we will share it. They were playing strange music for the last moments of Donald Trump. Just as he came out, they were playing not Proud to be an American or even You Can't Always Get What You Want. They're playing Macho Man again. And then apparently they were playing My Way as his flight took off, and the CNN anchors responded to it this way. This was at President Trump's departure. Listen.
Here throughout these scenes is surreal, perhaps surreally appropriate.
What's wrong with Gloria?
Let's just watch in silence as this Air Force One takes off and the Trump family leaves Washington, leaves the seat of power.
Yes, it was my way.
It is amusing, but it certainly was his way. Now, have it your way. There's nothing more popular in the popular culture than the Marvel Comics universe. There is now a new TV series. I've seen the first three episodes of it. Based on the Marvel comic universe, about Wanda Maximoff and Vision. It's called Wanda Vision. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany play a strange pair from the Marvel Comics universe who seek a new life in a picture-perfect 1950s American suburb in WandaVision, a new miniseries now streaming on Disney+.
We are an unusual couple, you know.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
And there's no question about the strangeness of the first three episodes of this series either, which shift from black and white to color as they begin moving into the 1970s, I guess, in a feeble attempt to keep viewers hooked for later big reveals about the characters' underlying mysteries. Some of the satire of 1950s sitcoms, complete with ridiculous laugh track and antediluvian patriarchal attitudes, is intermittently amusing. But generally, the beginning of this nine-part series doesn't leave you with much reason to hang on. It's rated TVPG. 2 stars for the odd and disappointing WandaVision. And considering the amount of talent and the popularity of the sources, Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch, was one of the Avengers, as was Vision, who's supposed to be an android. That's played by Paul Bettany. It's hard to imagine that people will be captivated by WandaVision. We are going to be covering tomorrow a new poll on what voters actually want from Biden's first term. In their own words, they're volunteering it. And one of those executive orders that he's signing today actually rescinds a commission that I think President Trump was right to actually put together. It's a commission that's just come out with its report. It's called the 1776 Commission, and it's supposed to be an answer to the 1619 Project. One of the members of that commission, Wilfred Riley, who is a great black conservative scholar, will react to the fact that the new president has just canceled his commission. And also there's a new bill introduced here locally in Washington to split our state into two, creating a 51st state called Liberty. And no, it's not like the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We can do better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.